Hey there, welcome to another week of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Thank you so much for stopping by. I'm going to be here with you for the next 5 minutes. Why does the Holy Spirit matter? That's a question that sometimes we can all have. It's a very popular question. What difference does the Holy Spirit make? Why do I need the Holy Spirit? Well, you know, it's difficult because we can't see the Holy Spirit. And a lot of times, I would say most of the time, we can't feel the Holy Spirit either. So as a church, we're taught by the church that the Holy Spirit's very important. And just this upcoming weekend, we're going to celebrate Pentecost Sunday. But the question is, why is the Holy Spirit so important? So I thought that it would be a good idea to look at the first reading from today's Daily Mass, which is Monday of the seventh week of Easter, and read what St. Luke writes in the Acts of the Apostles, and maybe come to a little bit of a better understanding, anyway, of the Holy Spirit. So let's look at that right now. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, verses 1 through 8. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior of the country and down to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They answered him, "We have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." He said, "How were you baptized?" They replied, "With the baptism of John." Paul then said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 men. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. And this is the point I wanted to make. Obviously, in a 5 minute show, I can only do so much, but I want to make the point, and not everybody realizes this, that we receive the Holy Spirit. As Catholics, this is what we believe. We receive the Holy Spirit for the first time when we are baptized, not at confirmation, but when we were baptized. That's the first time we receive the Holy Spirit. And when we get confirmed, when we receive the sacrament of confirmation, the Holy Spirit is strengthened in us so that now that we're considered a spiritual adult, if you will, we can go out and with the help of the Holy Spirit, deal with adult type problems and challenges to the faith. So we could share the faith and live the faith in an adult manner once we receive the sacrament of confirmation. It's really a two-part sacrament, baptism and confirmation. But I think the important thing for us to understand is that, yes, there can be outward manifestations of the work of the Holy Spirit. And this idea of speaking in tongues, that hasn't gone away. We don't see it as much, maybe, but it still exists. There are people who have that gift, the ability to speak in tongues. And that's what the whole charismatic renewal, the Catholic charismatic renewal was all about. The special outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And there was a lot of outward manifestation taking place during this period when the Catholic charismatic renewal was at its highest level. Now, it still exists. The church still recognizes it, but we don't see it as much. But, you know, you and I, we don't need the outward manifestations necessarily to believe by faith that the Holy Spirit works in us. And I think it's important for us to understand that, or if we understand it, to remember it, that today, if we've been baptized and confirmed, we have the full power of the Holy Spirit available to us. That means we can live like Jesus did. We can speak like he spoke. We can think like he thought. And this is important for us to remember as we go out and try to continue his mission. Don't try to do it without the help of the Holy Spirit. So today, let's give thanks for that working of the Holy Spirit in us. And remember that simple prayer, three words, come Holy Spirit at the beginning of every day. And then cooperate with those inspirations given to you by the Holy Spirit so that you can be a representative of Jesus and really become Jesus to those around you today. He's counting on us. Have a great day. Look forward to joining you next time. God bless you.